The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
Previously on the Pavement Top 50.
Oh, I love this song so much. It wasn't on my first wave of songs to study, even though I knew we were going to play it. But it wasn't like, you know, there are other songs I felt like I had to nail more. So this was towards the end. I said, okay, let me get into this type slow jam.
Hey, this is Westy from the rock and roll band Pavement, and you're listening to The Countdown.
Hey, it's JD here, back for another episode of our Top 50 Countdown for seminal indie rock band Pavement. Week over week, we're going to count down the 50 essential Pavement tracks that you selected with your very own top 20 ballots. I then tabulated the results using an abacus and the kid from The Sixth Sense. Wait a minute. Am I dead? How will your favorite song fare in the rankings? You'll need to tune in to find out. So there's that. This week, I'm joined by Pavement superfan, Amir from Providence. Amir, how the fuck are you?
Hello, I'm calling from Providence, Rhode Island, and I'm very fine. Life is good.
Excellent. That is good news. It's great to have you here. Let's just not beat around the bush. Let's get right into this. What is your Pavement origin story?
So that's a long origin story. So I live in Providence, Rhode Island, as I mentioned. By the way, cheers. This is local.
Cheers.
Watery domestic beer from Rhode Island. Narragansett. Atlantic Light Lager. So
a little plug for Atlantic Light Lager.
Yeah. But anyway, that's very watery. Anyway, so I was not born here. I was born in Moscow, not Moscow, Idaho, Moscow, Soviet Union, which is more or less the same thing as Russia. And I grew up there in the 80s. And I loved music since I was, I don't know, since I remember myself. I started playing piano when I was four. So I listened to a lot of music. It was also the 1980s were an exciting time for rock music in Russia, because Russia was like, after many decades of like complete censorship, it was starting to open up. And rock music suddenly became legal. So it was possible to listen to that. If this makes you curious, I recommend everybody listen to the Wind of Change podcast. It's just an amazing story.
Oh, it's amazing. I've listened to it.
Yes, it's brilliant. So, yeah. But so I started like loving rock music when I was like a child. But we are a Jewish family, so we moved to Israel in 1991. And even though Russia was opening up back then, Israel was like always a very open country, open to everything. So we had MTV, or more precisely, we had MTV Europe, which is not exactly the same thing. MTV, like in the United States, and MTV Europe, it's not exactly the same thing. MTV Europe has a lot of UK bias, and like because it broadcasted from the UK, right. And it also tried to incorporate some other European music, like Italian or German, but it was mostly like very UK biased. So that's when I was growing up. MTV was important. It was like, there was no YouTube. YouTube kind of replaced MTV now, but MTV was important, culturally, like hugely important, not just for myself, but for a lot of other people. But initially when I started like watching it, it was kind of boring, at least during the day. But then during the night, it got much more exciting because they started like after midnight, they started playing much more interesting stuff. And there was a show called Alternative Nation. I think it was every Tuesday on MTV Europe. And they played stuff like Sonic Youth and Pavement and European, what you would say, alternative bands, like whatever alternative even means. I tried to figure out, what does it even mean that it's alternative? Is it a certain guitar sound? Like, it actually doesn't mean much at all. It's just rock music that is cooler than Bon Jovi.
Well, what's funny, it was alternative to the mainstream, and then it became the mainstream.
Exactly. Like, yeah. Like if you look back at this, like, it was totally the mainstream. Like, Nirvana was alternative, but it was already quite the mainstream back in 1992. And by now, it's completely mainstream. But, you know, whatever. Names of things are sometimes funny. They mentioned Pavement occasionally. Now, initially, I didn't really dig it. I definitely remember they showed Cut Your Hair, of course. They never showed it during the day. They showed it late at night. I didn't really understand it. I was like, it just looked weird. And these days, I look at the Cut Your Hair video, and now I'm a dad and I have children, and they look at it and they just think it's funny with a gorilla and the lizard.
Yes.
And I was just overthinking it totally. Like, I was 15 years old. What does this mean? I was totally overthinking it. But yeah, they showed Cut Your Hair, and I remember they showed the Gold Sounds video. Maybe also Rattled by the Rush, like the weird version with the bathtub.
Okay.
And I didn't really understand, like, what's the deal with that. So I did love, like, I did love a lot of other alternative bands. Like, I loved Sonic Youth. I loved Therapy. If you heard, that's a band from Northern Ireland. I love the alternative rock band, whatever that means. Yeah. Anyway, so then I graduated high school. And pretty much everybody else in Israel, I got drafted to the military. Now, what you don't hear, you often hear about the Israeli military on the news. What you don't hear about the Israeli military is that most people there, they don't do combat and, you know, wars and stuff like that. It's just, I work with computers, and that's like what most people do. They work with, you know, cars, equipment, computers, whatever. I work with computers, and I had a friend there, and that friend was much cooler than I am. He's probably still to this day much cooler than I am. And he had many more CDs than I had. And he knew alternative music like way better than I had. I did know Sonic Youth, which is another seminal band. Absolutely. I did know Sonic Youth much better than he did. But other than that, he was like the huge expert. He taught me about cool bands like Mogwai and Mercury Rev and a bunch of others. And he taught me about Pavement. And he gave me the Wowie Zowie CD to listen.
Interesting.
And I was immediately hooked. That was just incredible. So like from the first seconds of We Dance, oh my God, how did I miss that? We Dance is such a brilliant song. I'm just thinking about this. I will make this really weird comparison, but it kind of makes sense to me. Because like I mentioned that I played piano for many years, like almost 40 years now. Oh my God. I'm old. There's another band called Guns N' Roses.
There is.
Which is nowhere near as cool as Pavement. Nowhere near. But that's like the not alternative thing they were showing a lot on MTV. And I couldn't feel like, what's like, why are so many people excited about this band? And then I saw November Rain, which, ooh, it has piano. Piano is classy. So it's classy. I'm not comparing Guns N' Roses to Pavement.
That's good.
But We Dance had the piano. Piano is classy. So I heard like We Dance, ooh, that's a much, like, that's a such an interesting song. and I absolutely loved it. And I loved the rest of the album, as hectic and eclectic as it is, and extremely long. I saw it described somewhere as 3 6-song EPs or 6 3-song EPs. That's probably a
interesting way to look at it.
Yeah, I saw it described like that somewhere. Like it's very weird album, but it's so great. It's absolutely like all of it. I love it. And yeah, and then I heard the rest of it from that friend. He gave me like Crooked Rain, and Bright on the Corners. And later I just bought them all myself. Slanted, of course. So I have them all twice, because they released them with the usual version and then the Lux and Redux and all those. Yeah. LA Desert, they expanded. So I have them all twice. So that's kind of my Pavement origin story. And I became a super fan, I guess, around 98 or 99.
Wow. So you got to experience Terror Twilight when it came out. That one you got to experience, right? In real time?
Yeah.
What did you think of that at the time?
It was very different. I did love it. I loved all the songs. I listened to it a lot back then. It's very different. It's very different from... If I really have to pick a favorite album, it would probably be Crooked Rain.
That's a good pick.
I really love them all. Terror Twilight is very different. Has its own style, unlike Wowie Zowie, which has like 20 different styles. Terror Twilight definitely has a certain particular integrated feel to it.
Yeah, I would agree. So did you ever get a chance to see them live?
Yeah. So first time I saw something related to Pavement, it was not Pavement, and it was not Malcolm Solo. It was a show in Israel, in Tel Aviv, in 2004. It was a tribute show, like a bunch of local Israeli bands played a tribute show to Pavement and Malcolmus. And it was pretty brilliant. Yeah. Israel has like a very varied music scene.
Okay.
Rock of all kinds of styles and jazz.
Yeah, I know nothing about it. Whatever. Yeah.
It's not that known around the world. But it has a very rich, vibrant music scene, mostly sang in Hebrew, but occasionally in English. So that show had bands singing mostly in English. I remember a band that I really loved. They performed Gold Sounds and Here, I think. That's how I found out about that show. That there was a band that I loved. That band used to be called Blush and Lure back then, and they sang in English. Later they changed the name of the band and they started singing in Hebrew. But back then they were singing in English, and so they performed two songs there. I think it's definitely Gold Sounds and probably Here, and. There was a bunch of other bands, and some of them did like very similar versions to the original. Some of them completely reworked them as like punk songs. Some of them translated the lyrics to Hebrew. Like there was I think it was Father to a Sister of Thought. They completely translated it to Hebrew. That was fun. So anyway, that was a cool show. The second time I saw something Pavement related was in 2010. Yeah. 2010, that was the first big reunion in New York, in Central Park. That was a brilliant show. It's actually possible that you and I went to the same show.
Yes, I know.
I absolutely loved it. I think you mentioned a couple of times in your podcast that, how did you describe it? That they seemed tired or something like that?
Yeah, they just didn't seem into it, you know, the same way they did on this newer tour.
Maybe. I was absolutely excited about this.
Oh, me too.
At least in part, they also seemed like very excited. Nastanovic was like
absolutely
ecstatic. Eibold, who is like usually very like quiet and serious. He was actually quite chatty on the stage. I remember him speaking to New York and how cool, he's from New York and how cool New York is and how cool Queens is. He mentioned Queens. I don't remember what did he say exactly, but like he's like, are there people from Queens or something like that? Like he looked.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, and he mentioned something like that. So anyway, yeah, it was a fantastic show. Such a fantastic show. Heckler's Prey, Summer Babe. In the Mountain Desert. Just a fantastic show.
So is the record that you go back to now, like, is it Wowie Zowie when you have a hankering for Pavement, or is it your favorite Gold, Crooked Rain, Crooked Rain?
I would probably say, it's so hard to say. I would probably say Crooked Rain and Slanted. Okay. But I love them all. I love them all. Yeah. I listen to them all. There was a third Pavement-related thing I saw, that was Malcolmus. Malcolmus solo, I think it was in 2012 or 13. I'm blacking out. Senator? Which album is that?
Mirror Traffic?
Yes, that one. So that was a brilliant show. That was a really brilliant show. Towards the end, he did something like a funny Faith No More impersonation.
Really?
Like towards the end of the show, he played a couple of payments. So he played Here, and I think Speaks He Remember. And at one of the songs towards the end, they were like the jicks were getting all in a good mood and jamming. And at some point, they just started playing. What's the famous Faith No More song?
Epic? Yeah.
Yeah. They just started playing that.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Anyway, it was a brilliant rock and roll show. So yeah, so these are the three Pavement-related shows I attended.
Nice. Well, what do you say we take a quick break and come back and talk about song number 28?
Let's do that.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
Saving money now during Menards Bag Sale. All prices after 15% bag sale discount. Pick up a 6-pack of LED light bulbs for just $2.97. Get a wood or fiberglass claw hammer for only $2.29 each. 52-ounce bottles of Ajax dish soap, just $2.97. And 12-packs of Shasta soda in assorted flavors are only $4.19. Don't miss out on Menards Bag Sale happening now. Good through January 12th. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, this is Bob Nastanovich from Pavement. Thanks for listening. And now on with a countdown.
28.
Got struck by the first volley of the war in the core. Never held my soul. Send him a wire, give him my best. Ammunition never rests. No one serves coffee, no one wakes up. Stop breathing, stop breathing, breathing for me now. Write it on a postcard. Dad, they broke me. Dad, they broke me. waters and the leaves flocked on a grid. That's what they made my hero say. Nothing gets me off so completely than when you put it down 10 feet down in the ground. Call it response, negative home.
Song number 28 on the countdown comes from Crooked Rain. Crooked Rain, amazingly, it's the first song from their sophomore effort to appear on this list. You can exhale now because track 28 is Stop Breathing. Amir.
Yeah.
What are your initial thoughts about this song?
I love this song. It appears in my top 20 that I sent you. I think it's number 14 there. So it's half of your number. I know, maybe I should have rated it even higher. It's like, it's a brilliant song. It's kind of special. I made a bit of homework. So it has the, if I'm not mistaken, I learned music for many years, but maybe I'm mistaken about something, but almost all Pavement songs have the quadruple rhythm, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
This one is, it's probably the correct term here is probably six eighths rhythm.
Oh, okay.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. There are not a lot of Pavement songs in this rhythm. On the studio albums, it's just Our Singer and Stop Breathing and half of Fight This Generation, the beginning of Fight This Generation.
Oh, okay.
The rest, There's also 5 - 4 = unity,
right?
Which begins in 5/4, and then I think actually the chorus is also in 3/4 or 6/8, and the rest of the Pavement, well, in the in the all the kinds of B-sides and bonus tracks. There are a bunch of 6/8 songs. Mercy Snack, Kentucky Cocktail, So Stark, Sagano, Stray Fire. And yeah, that's about it.
You did do your homework.
I did do my homework. There's also Kneeling Bus, also known as Rugrat, which is a very weird beat that I couldn't completely understand. Very, very cool one. But it's like, it's neither four, neither three. Yeah, so that's, so it's pretty unique, relatively unique in that regard. It's beautifully placed, in the track list, at the third spot, kind of a different mood between, like the big, rockers, the, Elevate Me Later and, Cut Your Hair.
Yeah.
So that one has a different mood. It has very beautiful guitar sound throughout the song, and especially, of course, towards the end. So yeah, I absolutely love the song. One of the best. The Pavement has very pretty much no songs that I would like say that they are bad, but this one is really one of the best.
So what's your relationship with this song? Crooked Rain, you said, is your favorite record. So what do you remember about the first time you heard this song or something like that?
So this was the second album I heard after Wowie Zowie. And it's relatively much more of a straightforward rock
album. Absolutely.
Relatively. Compared to Wowie. Especially the first song. Like, it gets a bit weirder towards the end, but the beginning of it, it's like it's a relatively very straightforward.
I agree. In a great
classic rock album. I heard somewhere that Malcolmus called it, like, disparagingly classic rock. Like, he said that Silent Kid is a classic rock song in a not very good way. But
well, he's wrong.
Well, it's maybe he was just sarcastic. I don't know. It was like not, Silent Kid is a brilliant song. Stop Breathing is a brilliant song. It has this really, really beautiful guitar sound and this beat. And it may be, oh my God, this is such a cool rock band with cool melodies. And they do all these things so easily. And It sounds like they were just having fun. It's like, but the song, it's kind of somber, kind of solemn, kind of
serious, I agree.
Relatively, like it has this special atmosphere. Nevertheless, it feels like while they're playing it, they're having a lot of fun with these guitars. Like, that's a really special guitar sound, especially towards the end, and it gets stronger and stronger. And oh my God, it's just so beautiful. It's just so inspirational.
What do you think the song is about?
I have no idea. I barely ever listen to lyrics, to be honest. In music, I mostly listen to the melodies and the playing and the arrangements. Volley has a it's kind of a like so it probably refers to both things, like both to the volley in sports. In war, and that's kind of a menacing word. It's struck by the first volley, so that's I don't know, like gets you in a kind of a tragic mood from the start, and then he says stop breathing, and there's also this alternative version on LA Desert Origins where he says, start bleeding, like stop breathing and then start bleeding.
Really?
Yeah, if you like it's...
I gotta re-listen to LA's Desert Origins.
Yeah. It's,
my memory is so shit. Says,
oh, well. Yeah, it's the comment there is that it's from Louder Than You Think, 1993. And it's probably, I don't know, maybe it's a demo, maybe it's not a demo, maybe it was at some point intended to be released. But in the chorus there, he says, stop breathing and then start bleeding, which makes it even more menacing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's this menacing song, and right after it, there's Cut Your Hair, which is very fun and
the
bright.
The exact opposite.
But menacing, you know, there's a, my attitude to music is embodied in a poem that I really love. It was written by a jazz musician who's very old, but he's still alive, I think. His name is Oliver Lake.
Okay.
A jazz saxophone player. And he wrote a poem. And in the poem, he mentions names of many musical artists that he loves. And they're very different artists. And he's like, and the poem is built like a conversation between himself and the waiter in a restaurant. And then he says, put all my meals in one plate. Don't ask me what kind of music I play. I play the good kind. So I don't care very much about the genres of music, and I don't care very much about the mood of a particular song. Like, some songs are happy and some songs are sad and some songs are scary. Like, these are all important things, but eventually I judge all songs by, like, is it a good song or is it not a very good song? And this song is of the good kind. That's the really important thing. It definitely has a mood. Definitely has a very identifiable, probably intentional mood. And it's probably placed intentionally in that sequence on the album. But it definitely has this character.
So this is going to be, I think I know the answer to this because you've already told me what you rated it on your list, but do you think this song is properly rated, overrated, underrated on the top 50?
28 is lowish. I would be very unpleasantly surprised if it was not in the top 50 at all. I would probably rate it a bit higher. Maybe it's not my number one song, but it's pretty high on my list.
It's a great song.
It is. Absolutely.
Yeah. And 28 is nothing to shake a stick at, unless it's a complimentary stick shaking you're doing.
fun fact about the tennis part. The song is, like you mentioned it. You read it from that from those notes that Malcolm's had
about
his own songs. And he mentioned tennis himself, so like we have it from himself. I checked it. So I edit Wikipedia quite often in English and in Hebrew and occasionally in other languages. And I checked what is actually Malthus's relation to tennis. And the English Wikipedia mentions that he loves playing golf and tennis, but here's where it gets funny. So Wikipedia editors, good, serious Wikipedia editors, try to fact check everything.
Right.
And the fact check in Wikipedia is done by adding footnotes. You may have noticed that Wikipedia has lots of footnotes. So I checked the footnotes. So where it mentions that he plays golf and tennis, it had two footnotes. Both of them were not very good. One of them was a completely dead link. The other one didn't say anything about any sports. So I found another source. It's actually a tennis website where he speaks about actually loving tennis. So yeah, so there's another confirmation that he loves tennis. That other tennis website mentioned the song.
Really?
Yeah. So I improved the English Wikipedia article about Mr. Stephen Malkmus, and now it has a better footnote.
Nicely done for
the tennis information. So yeah, that's a kind of thing I do for fun.
Cool. Well, it's been really great talking to you today. I'm curious if you have anything that you want to plug or mention for people to look at on the internet or anything that you've created, anything like that.
Well, not much. I lived in Israel for many years and I moved to Providence a few months ago. My wife is doing an academic project here, so we all moved together with the kids. I love Israeli music. There's not much to plug. I'm trying to start a band that would play covers of Israeli songs, which is challenging in the United States. I'm slowly finding some people to do that, but there's not much to say about this right now. You can find
it. But in the future, there might be a band that we can look for.
Hopefully. And then I would cool. maybe, I would probably mostly play covers of Israeli music. Or maybe
keep me in the loop on that, Amir.
Maybe an occasional Pavement song. What's that?
Keep me in the loop on that. shoot me an email when you get it going, and I'll talk about it on the pod.
I haven't tried that. Maybe an occasional Pavement song.
Yeah, that would be cool. Well, like I say, it's been a blast spending this time with you today. I really appreciate you doing this heavy lifting on a podcast that is ostensibly yours. So thank you very much for that, and make sure to wash your goddamn hands.
Thanks for listening to Meeting Malcolmus, a Pavement podcast, where we count down the top 50 Pavement tracks as selected by you. If you've got questions or concerns, please shoot me an email, jd@meetingmalcolmus.com.
Duvra! Podcasts and such.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.